Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, December 29th, our last of 2017. Four prisoners escaped from Plötzensee prison yesterday morning, as reported by the judiciary. The men fled through a garage located on the prison grounds, and according to the official report, the exact circumstances of the break-in are still being investigated. Tabloid BZ has published a photo showing a central support broken out of a window, and through this window, the men were able to squeeze themselves out of a car shop garage directly in front of the outer fence. At a low height, the fencing was obviously no longer an obstacle, and the men were able to flee. The police were immediately informed of the situation in case of additional defectors. Presently, 362 people are being detained in the Plötzensee Correctional Facility, 102 of them serving a work release sentence. According to Tagesspiegel, prisoners are brought to work in the car repair shop in the morning. The Berlin Neutrality Law forbids state employees like teachers and police officers to wear religious symbols on duty, but the law has caused controversies repeatedly, as it might be discriminating. Recently, the Green Party decided in a conference that female teachers should be allowed to wear headscarves in public schools. But other politicians, including members of the Green Party, have collected signatures for a pro-Berlin neutrality law resolution that would strengthen the law further. They are worried that loosening neutrality would put more social pressure on Muslim women to wear a headscarf. The local courts have taken issue with the law on several occasions. Last year, several sentences were spoken in favor of headscarf-wearing teachers who filed complaints for being discriminated against. The teachers received financial compensation after being rejected by state schools. This is problematic for the state of Berlin. The Berlin Administrative Court has temporarily put a stop to the Sunday opening of shops, or Verkaufsoffenen Sonntag, on the occasion of major events. Following a decision published yesterday, shops must be closed on Sundays during the Grüne Woche in January, the Berlinale in February, and the International Tourism Fair in March. The Senate had set the dates in question, the 28th of January, the 18th of February, and the 11th of March, as sales open Sundays. The Verdi Union has filed a complaint, and additional appeals against the court order may be submitted to the Higher Administrative Court of Berlin-Brandenburg. The preparations for the 22nd annual New Year's Eve party on the Straße des 17. Juni between Brandenburg Gate and Siegessäule are in full swing. Per previous years, hundreds of thousands of guests are expected, and police and law enforcement will be deployed on a large scale, and security precautions will be very strict. After the sexual assaults on New Year's Eve between 2015 and 2016 in Cologne, the organizers of New Year's Eve in Berlin, for the first time, are providing a woman's safety area at the Red Cross tent. It is intended to be a contact point for women who have been the victims of a sexual offense or who feel harassed at the event. Red Cross employees will be the official contact persons there. Generally, all visitors are welcome from 2 p.m. onward. Sharp objects, backpacks, larger bags, as well as glass bottles, alcoholic beverages, and fireworks are prohibited, and food and drinks will be available at many stalls on the festival mile. Organizers and police are urgently warning partiers against pickpockets, visitors are asked to carry little to no valuables or cash, and requesting that anyone who feels harassed by aggressive strangers to immediately reject the persons in question and ask other guests for help. Entrance is free of charge, and experience has shown that the crowd will be enormous and the waiting times will be long due to inspections at the gates. In recent years, the festival mile was often closed between 7 and 10 p.m. due to overcrowding, so organizers are encouraging the public not to be late. Mailboxes and parking ticket machines will be sealed or even removed between New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. The Deutsche Post reports that an increasing number of mailboxes have been vandalized with fireworks in the last couple of years, each one costing several hundred euro to replace. On January 2nd, the mailboxes will be back in operation. Parking ticket ATMs have also been a popular target in Berlin. A replacement costs several thousand euro. This wraps up 2017 for Berlin Briefing. Thanks for your support and feedback. Stay tuned for some changes and exciting additions in 2018. And as always, thanks for listening. We wish you a safe and happy new year. Berlin Briefing will be back on January 2nd.